same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Radio Land once again, friends. This is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, friends, not to give up, friends. Asking land once again, friends. This is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, friends, not to give up, friends. Asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it, for God is. God can, and there's always a way being made out of no way for God's children. Yes, friends, you that have that sickness, whether it's natural or unnatural, you, my friends, that have a problem in that home that's giving you trouble where there is no peace in that home. Yes, my friends, you that have that court case that's pending and wondering how you're going to work that situation out when you know old Satan is sitting right there in the front row. Yes, my friends, some right now are worried about how they're going to stop those evildoers from coming around their home and their area. My friends, write down the mailing address and the telephone number. This is Reverend Gregory in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friends, just dial us right back. Some, my friends, are worried about how they're going to turn the situations here on this holiday weekend around where they know they have enemies right there, sometimes even in your own family, praying against you, throwing that stone and hiding that hand. Jesus said, "You have not because you ask not." I'm here to ask you today, my friends, through the power of prayer, not to give up. I'm here to ask you today, my friends, no matter what you're facing, oh my God, not to give up, my friends. My friends, you know, Jesus, throughout the Bible, the book of Genesis, the revelations have shown us on how Noah made it through and how the revelations is also true. That book of Genesis, the revelations is real. Those of you that have read through the book of Proverbs know that there's a whole lot of wisdom that is already written down. When you look at someone in the eye and you listen to them or you watch the actions of their body, it's already shown. Yes, friends, those of you right now that have that sickness in your body, that arthritis, that gout, we have put many a prayer packages together because we have studied many a ways to turn that away. You know, in the days of old, there used to be someone that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back, boil it, steep it, and strain it so that they can go into the woods, into the fields the next day. Whether you have arthritis, gout, that rheumatism, whether you have a problem with your diabetes, whether you have high or low blood pressure, whether you right now have situation with high and low heart problems and diabetes, friends, write down the telephone number. That's 404-212-2444. 404-872-4444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. That's 404-212-2444. Yes, you, my friends, that are saying to yourself, you are in need of knowing how to dress around that home. Some of them have been different places around the country trying to figure out what they can do up and down that highway to turn old Satan back. Oh, my God. Write down that telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. You know, some enemies have no mercy. Sometimes we look at those that are the servants of the hurtful sword and are out to get you, and you're saying to yourself, dear Heavenly Father, it has to be your way, my friends, for happiness in my home, for happiness on that job. For we know that God is gracious, my friends, and we also know that the prayers of the righteous shall prevail. Friends, those of you that are writing, you get that mailing, get your pencil and paper ready so you can write down the mailing address here in Atlanta. My friends, again, that telephone number is 404-212-2444. As we sit down and praise God to all the heights, we still are here on earth, my friends, as the Lord's Prayer says, here on earth as it is in heaven. We want to enjoy this life that God has given us. We want to enjoy this world that we're looking at and living in today. Oh, my God. Yes, you that have that court case pending, you that have that problem in your body, you that are dealing with evildoers, you, my friends, that have financial woes, you, my friends, that are wondering how you're going to have peace in that home, you, my friends, that have that loved one that's gone astray, that husband, that wife, that girlfriend, that boyfriend, and you're saying to yourself, oh, dear Heavenly Father, hear my prayer. Today I'm asking you not to give up, my friends. I'm asking you, my friends, no matter what you're facing, oh, my God, not to put off for tomorrow for what you can do today. Again, friends, telephone number 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, write down the mailing address. That's Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Now, my friends, write that prayer request down. Include your return address and maybe even your telephone number so we can get back with you. At the same time, my friends, whatever donation you send towards the ministry, you send it from your heart, for it's not from your heart, my friends. There's nothing either one of us can do with it. Again, that mailing address, Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321.
Couldn't nobody help me. They would say that they was going to do it and then nothing worked. But until I, you know, got in touch with you and started talking to you and things with the, you know.
And he ran off to be with the other lady for a little while, too,
yeah,
didn't he?
Sure did.
Scared and you to death.
I didn't know what to do. I was so wound up.
Is he, and he's at home now?
Yes, he's at home.
How's he acting? How are things turning out?
Well, he seemed like to me he is happy. You know what he said today?
No.
I had to look at him. He said, you don't believe me. He said, I feel so relieved. He said, and I feel so in love.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't believe none of that, huh?
Huh?
You couldn't believe none of that, huh?
I looked at him. He said, you don't believe me. I didn't say no.
Mm-hmm.
But she was taking him for a merry-go-round.
Mm-hmm.
He was finna go back to Mako and borrow money and
couldn't figure out nothing to do.
Mm-mm. But not that things just happened and you turn them around.
So your whole house, and it all happened in a peaceful way. There wasn't no fighting, no bickering. Everything was peaceful, wasn't it?
Sure was.
And you knew there was going to be a big fight over there, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Especially the way it turned around.
Yeah, he didn't even, he left after, you know, she went to work.
Mm-hmm.
Before he got out, she called him on the phone,
mm-hmm.
and he told her, nope, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
He he was going home.
Now, tell me, if anyone else had a problem with their loved one, would you tell them to call me? Or what would you?
I highly recommend them to you, Dr. Gregory.
God bless you, dear. God bless you. You know, I'm going to keep this testimonial for a long time now.
Oh, my God, my friends. I'm here to ask you, my friends, to pray that problem away. No matter what you're facing, my friends, you too can come through. If you have just that faith, my friends, just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Right now, I'm going to ask that you join us for just 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes, but let's fill the skies, my friends, with just 1 minute of silent prayer. Lay your hand on that radio. Hug your child. Hold your friend's hand just for 1 minute, my friends. In the name of Jesus, just 1 minute of silent prayer.
The world will be a better place if you pray for me.
Yes, friends, you know Noah obeyed God. David had that faith. My friend Samson had the strength. Today, no matter what you're facing today, make this your day, friends. Turn those situations around that are there in your way. Those stumbling blocks that you're facing, those situations that you never dreamt would be there in your life. My friends, again, telephone number 404-212-2444. Yes, my friends, when we write you, my friends, we're going to send you that precious ointment as is written in the Bible. We're going to send you a bottle of that master stroke oil, a prayer cloth, and a cross. And some of you, my friends, that are heading to that court case, we're going to send you a guardian angel. I'm asking you not to give up, my friends. I want you to remember David and all his afflictions. I want you to understand that God is here to bless you, you, and especially you that have that faith. For if it was not for the Lord, my friends, on your side, you know, many a times we would not be here right now. I want you to have that faith, my friends. Open up your eyes. Lift your eyes. Good God. My friends, unto the hills, from whence cometh thy help. And I'm asking you not to be in distress, friends. For there is a way to be made out of no way for all of God's children that have that soul of the Lord. Don't worry about those deceitful tongues out there. Don't worry about those lying lips. I'm asking you, my friends, to let that false tongue go the way it's supposed to be out of your life. Whether you have trouble in your home and you cannot understand why. Whether you have situations on that job and they're trying to get you fired. Whether you have a loved one around that's gone astray for being with someone else and you're wondering why and they're laughing in your face. Again, friends, telephone number, friends, write it down, 404-212-2444. Again, those of you that are writing, my friends, that mailing address, once again, Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, P.O. Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. 2-1. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did. Oh, my God, our time is drawing down, friends, and we ask that you pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it, for prayer is the key, my friends. Just that faith. Those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's out of your reach, my friends, is something else to get it back. Again, I'm here at the prayer office. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages.